Maidstone. Our community is devastated to hear fire destroyed the home of Dennis and Valeria Lakatos on Saturday night, February 24. They lost everything and are staying with friends for now. Dennis and Valerie are raising two grandsons following the tragic death of their daughter 5 years ago. While many reached out to help immediately with urgent items via Grace Community Church, Melanie Pompu, this family needs all the support we can give. Money donations can be made at Synergy Credit Union to the Dennis Lakatos account or online at the GoFundMe fundraiser organized by Carol Clausen. An online auction is being organized. Contact Desiree Blanchette Wyatt on Facebook or drop off items at Quick Ease Truck and Car Wash on Highway 21 between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Your compassion and generosity will bring comfort and hope as the family faces this tragedy and begins to rebuild their lives. Nicholas, Nick, Dwyer passed away in Paynton February 17 at the age of 72 years. Sincere sympathy goes to his three sons and spouses, William, Laura, Nicholas, Kate, Shane, Natalie, eight grandchildren, his brothers, sisters and extended family. Nick was a proud and devoted grandfather. He loved to hang out with his family and friends and go fishing. Having lived in Paynton for 30 years, he was known and loved by many who describe him as a really great guy. He is now at peace with his wife and daughter. There will be a celebration of life for Nick in both Paynton and Newfoundland at a later date. Jean McColl passed away at Maidstone Health Complex February 19 at 97 years of age. Condolences are extended to her sisters Grace Manulak and Doreen Hope, sisters-in-law Paulette Huxley and Leona Huxley, as well as other family and friends. Jean led a long, full and healthy life. She was a dedicated worker, faithful friend, avid sports fan and world traveler, and she loved the outdoors. My favorite memory of Jean is her walks around town, gathering stray bottles and cans along the way and donating them to Girl Guides. She loved to visit with the girls when we picked them up. As per Jean's wishes, no service will be held at this time. Maidstone United Church thanks all who came to the pancake supper February 20. It was a sellout crowd, which was no wonder as the meal was great. We all look forward to it again next year. The Maidstone Gully Multiple 4-H Club's Dessert Bingo February 21 also drew a large crowd. Two of my grandkids were working at it, so I took Katie, their 5-year-old sister, to try our luck. The 4-H members are to be commended on an excellent job calling the games, selling cards and canteen, and with setup and cleanup. I won once and Katie won twice, so it was a sweet night all around, and the desserts were delicious. Maidstone Bowling Club members are proving the game as right up their alley. Thank you to Dusty Sutherland for compiling the following high averages for me as of February 23rd. Youth League. Bantam, Anna Foster 161, Nicholas Leapart 113, William Leapart 93. Juniors, Ben Foster 164, Parker Shemp 141, Jack Foster 139. Seniors, Noah Shemp 183, Jansen Sutherland 147, Darius Blith 137. Business League. Men, Matt Sayers 198, Ryan Donovan 193, Justin Wiltermuth 171. Women, Melissa Patton 180, Carly James Chapter 151, Kyla Patton 144. Ladies Afternoon League. Shirley Brown 177, Kathy Ballin 165, Leanne Weston 162. Seniors League. Golden Age. Men, Keith Milner 179, Walter Kohick 176, Kevin Canton 149. Women, Pat Armstrong 159, Doreen Hope 155, Denise Newton 149. Milliton Hall's Murder Mystery Night on February 24 enticed about 100 sleuths, many in 1920s costume. A bountiful roast beef supper was prepared by Milliton Hall member volunteers. Thank you to Ron Alcock, the Super Ron Show, who guided the crowd through the mystery and dazzled them with his magic tricks. The murder was successfully solved by one group. Thanks to all who came and made the evening a huge success. Telemiracle 48's Telethon is over for this year with a whopping total of over $6 million. The Kin Club of Maidstone's delegation of 14 members spent the weekend in Regina assisting with production, social media, security, phones, treasury, Telemiracle Teddy and his messengers, big or small, they did it all, putting in more than 200 volunteer hours. Chris Zier, Melissa Patton, Kyla Patton, Wes Bolig, Jody Zier, Jeff Lines and Tennille Wakefield presented the community donation of $18,848 on Sunday morning. Thank you to everyone who donated and participated in Telemiracle 48. Everyone is invited to attend the Ecumenical Lenten Luncheon Series. Churches worshiping together in a more contemporary style. The first three are on Wednesdays at 12:05 p.m. at Maidstone United Church CE Wing, 201 1st Street East. With a short service followed by lunch. March 6th is hosted by the Anglican Church, March 13th by the United Church and March 20th by the Catholic Church. The final service and lunch on Good Friday, March 29th is at Grace Community Church, 212 4th Avenue, at 11 a.m. Contributions to the donation basket at each luncheon will go to the hosting church. Maidstone Curling Club's Ladies' Bonspiel will take place March 9-10 with Blind Calcutta, Banquet, lots of fun and prizes. Entry fee is $240. Contact Melanie 780-808-0592.